With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Israeli military says it will observe a tactical pause in its offensive in the southern Gaza Strip today to allow the deliveries of increased quantities of humanitarian aid. The army says the pause is in effect now and will continue until 1600 hours Greenwich Mean Time. It says pauses will be taken every day until further notice, all aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing. Another day, another dollar for Ukraine.
The United States is sending an additional $1.5 billion in aid to Ukraine. This, according to Vice President Kamala Harris, who made the announcement at the Summit for Peace in Switzerland on Saturday. Of that money, $500 million will go towards repairing and protecting energy infrastructure. Additional aid will go towards assisting Ukrainian law enforcement and border security. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook, says it wants to use data from users in privacy-conscious Europe now to train its artificial intelligence models.
Meta is facing concerns about data protection while battling to keep up with rivals like OpenAI and Google. The company owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. It said that in order to better reflect the languages, geography, and cultural references of its Europe users, it needs to use public data from those users to teach its Llama AI large language model.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Much of the U.S. bracing for extreme weather, especially high temperatures, both this weekend and into this coming week. A heat wave already affecting many southern states, while the Pacific Northwest will experience unseasonably cold weather. There's a potential for late-season snow in the Rocky Mountains, the snowfall likely to happen tomorrow. This is SRN News. An Ohio-based Christian nonprofit that organizes off-campus Bible classes for public school students has recently taken off in Indiana. The non-denominational LifeWise Academy says it's tripled the number of programs it will run in Indiana beginning this fall and has vastly increased its reach across all states. CEO Joel Penton says that LifeWise wants to teach, quote, all 50 million public school students nationwide. LifeWise programs will be available at over 520 locations in 23 states this fall, up from 331 in 13 states. About 31,000 students attend the programs. 8 in 10 Americans say religion is losing influence in the country, and many are not happy about that. A poll from the Pew Research Center reveals 80% of survey respondents see religious influence in public life declining. Half of Americans view that fact as a negative overall. This is SRN News. If you can't fight them, eat them.
Cicadas are being served up around the country now that they are invading parts of the country. New York City chef Joseph Yoon had them on the menu at two dinners for over 600 people.
It was a cricket tempura battered cicada.
He says cicadas take on the flavor of how they are cooked and acknowledges that it's hard to go wrong with tempura and Old Bay.
I think it went really quite well.
Yoon, who owns Brooklyn Bugs, drove out to Illinois, one of the places in the Midwest cicadas are emerging, to get tens of thousands of the live insects, which he freezes and euthanizes before serving up. Julie Walker, New York.
The 28 Broadway shows that earned at least one Tony Award nomination last month are hoping today is the day the sealed envelopes break in their favor. The three-hour main telecast from New York's Lincoln Center begins on CBS at 8 p.m. tonight. This is SRN News.